Chris, we're back.
We're here.
We're back for another episode. It's a little pocket awareness.
Season two.
You can binge watch the last season. You go through the Spotify and iTunes and go ahead and check us out there. Make sure you download on Spotify. A Little Pocket Awareness. I'll say it one more time. A Little Pocket Awareness. Make sure you go on to iTunes and you hit the subscribe button for iTunes Podcast, because we're on there too. You can check us out there. Get make sure you get alert. You get alert every time we drop. Get the little alert drop off, drop down. Get us going there. We're back. Make sure to follow me at the Mark John NFL and then follow Chris at King Manelos. Make sure you get those followers up. So keep checking us out. Keep supporting us. We're here. We're back. Another season. A little pocket awareness. Talk some QBs and whatever comes up in the NFL. That's crazy. Like today, Chris is got devastated with Mike Daniels news.
That's a little interesting there.
It was very interesting.
It's a little interesting.
It caught Twitter off guard.
It did.
Or the all football fans to me. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
I didn't know they were trying to move him.
Well, so there was an article in, I believe it was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back in April, about stating that Mike Daniels was very one-dimensional.
Okay.
And the defensive scheme that he's going to be involved in does not have the ability for a player to be one-dimensional. And paying a guy $8 million this season to do just one thing and one thing only wasn't going to fly, is what it sounds like.
I think what is happening is they're moving Rashawn Gary inside.
You think so?
I thought about this today. They're moving Rashawn Gary.
He's not that big to be inside.
That's what they're doing. They're going to move Rashawn Gary inside. He's not that big.
He's gonna play Julius Peppers' elephant position.
I don't think they're gonna do that. I think they might evaluate him over the summer, and I think that we could probably move him inside probably for a little bit, definitely on passing downs.
Oh, okay. I'll agree
so
with that.
So they can move him around a little bit.
I'll agree with that.
I think he could play inside regardless. That's my personal opinion. Hmm. That's why I think he's better fit inside. I mean, he has to gain some weight a little bit, but I think he's strong enough, has enough power. He definitely has the speed. Definitely has the movement. He'd be hard to be inside. So I think that's what I think they're thinking. If they're having an evaluation and just dump Mike Daniels for no reason, that's just my guess.
Oh, I mean, because they don't have a replacement, right? It was shocking.
That Lowry guy, right?
Dean Lowry got re-signed at the beginning of this week, but I don't think they're the same guy. I don't think that's the same position. I don't know, man. I don't know. Caught me off guard, that's for sure.
It caught everybody off guard, not just you. Everybody's caught off guard today. So I'm expecting more of that. I mean, it's training camp. Everybody's going to get moved. I can't wait. The biggest one is the trades in the preseason. There's a lot of trades. It's when Bill Belichick takes all your scraps and makes them amazing.
Yeah.
Takes all your scraps and rebuilds a new car with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That old Cleveland Brown roster all showed up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got Trent Brown. When did he get Trent Brown? I mean, he got Trent Brown last year, but I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, he took that scrap and made it nice, and that's what he does. And if he fails at it, then, he just trades for somebody else and makes
on.
It nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You always take your best, whatever he could take from you, whatever scraps everybody else got from the rest of the NFL. You know, Bill Belichick's like, it's a first round pick still. Let me give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't like your first round pick? Oh, just, let me give him a shot. See what I could do with him.
Uh-huh.
See how I could coach him. Maybe I could coach him up. Get him going, All right, so we're back. Training camp starting. So we're just getting started. We really don't want to talk about Joe Flacco interceptions right now. So that will get started. We'll get more into training camp next week. This week, we're going to be talking about the quarterback tiers that came out on The Athletic that used to be on ESPN. But, of course, The Athletic is rich or something because they're getting all these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how rich they are. I don't know how much that must be.
They're putting money in it.
They got some money. They took away Mike Sando. ESPN could be mad.
you got to pay the subscription.
Yeah.
Got to pay the subscription.
Which I paid a subscription. Yeah, I paid $7.99 for it. You know, it's worth it. I like, this is my favorite Raider riders are at The Athletic. So,
well, speaking of your Raiders, we're two weeks away from them ending up on the HBO Hard Knocks.
Yeah, so we could finally stop talking about John Gruden and Derek Carr's relationship. I want to see Hard Knocks because I really hope it paints their relationship, so people can stop with that old John Gruden doesn't like him narrative. I don't know. It's like I saw it the other day. Somebody said that. You know, get off tangent. I'm talking about Derek Carr already. Somebody said that he was under the most pressure in the AFC West. And they talk about, we're not even sure if his coach even likes him. I'm like, his coach didn't draft anybody and signed Mike Glennon. I mean, how much more endorsement do you need?
Yeah, yeah. I saw an article that said, is Carr going to make it to Vegas? It's like, you think that he's one and done?
I don't think so at all.
I don't either.
I think he's getting Andy Dalton his way for the Raiders to like 2025. I told my friends this the other day. No way. I'm like, no. They love Derek. Mark Davis loves Derek. He's going to have to like crap the bed this year. Like crap the bed,
I don't see that happening.
And he's not going to.
I don't see that happening.
It would be like 2-14 mm-hmm. to get cut. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to happen unless he gets hurt or something. So, all right. So we talk about the quarterback tiers. Go through that. You know, go through tier one, tier two, tier three.
Well, I want to get into four. A different show first.
Oh, what show we're getting into?
I want to get into that one that showed up there on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, the little All or Nothing.
The little All or Nothing.
What was your review of this season's All or Nothing? I thought it was the best one since the Cardinals.
I thought it was really good. I really love the insight and seeing what happens inside these locker rooms, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that stuff. I love seeing the quarterback room. I love seeing the offensive line room.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing the big meeting with the whole team.
Yeah.
And you can take a lot out of those observations.
100%.
You know what I loved?
What?
I loved seeing at the beginning of the season when Ron Rivera's up there talking to the whole team, who's in the front row?
I'm trying to remember. Luke Kuechly.
No.
He was in the front row.
Cam Newton, dead center.
Oh, okay.
On his right, Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Right, dead center, right in the middle. I loved that. That I was like, Cam, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it as a leader. That's how you do it as the quarterback of a team. You're right there in front, right for the head coach.
Yeah.
What did I see as the season continued?
He got hurt, so his demeanor changed.
Not only did his demeanor change, his position in the room changed too.
I didn't even notice that.
He went into the back of the room. He went further and further back into the room, the worse and worse that the season went for him. That's one thing that played off to me.
Okay. So what do you think of that? What do you think that means? You think that he couldn't handle the injury in his brain, like he just couldn't?
I think he checked out.
You think he checked out?
I think he checked out because it's not just there. It wasn't just in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was his demeanor on the football field. I mean, Cam, when he's in the game, he is in your face.
Yeah.
He is loud. He's big. He's all over the place. Like, he's in it.
Yeah.
The more and more the season went on, even on those positive plays, his voice wasn't as loud.
Yeah, sure.
As it was later on. Or, I'm sorry, as it was earlier on in the season. Okay. Later the season went on, his body language changed. His tone changed. As the season progressed, he just seemed to check out more and more and more. And I'll tell you, it was after that Redskins game. Because they did a... I loved the piece where he's in the room with Kuechly.
Yeah.
And they're talking to Josh Norman.
Yes.
They're FaceTiming with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that interaction was phenomenal. Him and Luke were just right there together, the offensive leader, the defensive leader, boom, right there, killing it with their old teammate.
Yeah.
It was great. After that game, you don't see any more interactions like that from Cam.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you got a point. I mean, they did win two more games after that.
Yeah, that's fine. They won two more games.
They won two more games.
His
I thought the Buccaneers game, he was pretty hyped, though. I'm going to say that. I would disagree with the Buccaneers game when he that what I mean it's the Buccaneers defense, but whatever. When he was they're putting up all those points and they really felt like they're about to be a Super Bowl team. I really think at that point, because they just beat the Eagles the week before, they're down 17-0. They beat the Eagles, right? And then they go and they go into they come back home and they beat the Bucs. They feel like they're they have a chance to be a really premier NFL team at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on him like kind of checking out once he hurt his shoulder, but I think it was a Steelers game. I still think it was a Steelers game after getting hit by T.J. Watt. That
you know, I got to give him props for continuing to play.
Yeah,
that was a hit, man. Guys don't take those kind of hits like and just pop up. Like, not only did he take the hit, but right after he got hit, the guy that helped him up was an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And he went, he put his right arm up. He pulled himself up with the offensive lineman from that right arm. Do you know how much that hurt?
He's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. But he definitely felt that in the morning.
Oh, 100%. I can't believe he didn't freak out when that lineman tried to pull him up from the right arm.
I bet it's a lot of it adrenaline. They probably put so many shots into him before that shoulder, before the game started.
I replayed that hit like 3 or 4 times just to get a better understanding of what I was looking at.
Yeah, they definitely weren't going to show you the shots they put in players on camera.
Oh, yeah. No, they're never going to do that. So I got a lot of respect for him for how he was able to control his emotions throughout the entire season.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of little things that you see that it just felt like he just was losing interest in the season.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things that just kind of were weird to me. I remember when I was playing football and when I'm walking from the locker room to the field, I mean, when you're friends with your teammates,
yeah,
you're not walking out by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see any clips of Cam going from the locker room to the practice field where he was walking with anybody else. Okay. I didn't see a lot of interactions in the locker room where guys are coming up to him first and initiating a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that his locker is in the corner.
Probably on purpose.
And he's got 2 lockers.
Maybe he's kind of like Kobe with how he is. Kobe don't talk to nobody either. Like, Kobe don't hang out with anybody, but it might be the opposite. Maybe nobody wants to hang out with Cam. But it could be that, you know, like him, he doesn't want to hang out. I mean, Kobe didn't want to hang out with his teammates either. So,
I mean, yeah, but basketball is a different sport.
Yeah,
basketball is a different sport. As one player, you can completely dominate and take over.
That is true.
You really can't do that in football.
That is true. Because I think his main friend is probably Greg Olsen, right? Greg Olsen is probably always his biggest defender.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he'll defend his quarterback. When you got the one guy throwing you the ball, you don't want anybody else coming in and taking that spot because you want that ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand. I just, from my observations, it didn't feel like that team was a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it in other places, too. You saw it defensively. You saw their best cornerback.
Yeah.
He thought that he was it. He thought he was it.
And then he's got Darrell Revis already.
He's got his vets coming in, talking to him,
mm-hmm.
and he's just not listening.
He'd listen to anybody, though.
No, he didn't listen to his coaches. He didn't listen to the vets. But, I mean, there's a lot of examples of that, and I think that kind of contributed to why their season fell apart.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. I think it was mainly the shoulder. I think it was mainly that. Because they still lost a lot of close games. And I think they're going to be better. And, you know, what I always say, odd year Cam is coming. Odd year Cam. You don't know what's going to happen. He could throw 30 touchdowns. We don't know. It's the odd year.
Well, I'm going to be
next year, he'll throw 20 picks. You know?
I'm going to be interested to see how he comes back.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the same shoulder surgery. And
he's on a pitch count, bro.
It takes a while to get that arm back to where it needs to be.
He should do Andrew Luck and just sit out the whole year.
It's going to take a while.
He should do that. I don't know why he won't. Just take off the whole year, dude. Like, just.
Well, he's not. I mean,
Andrew Luck did the smart thing.
Andrew Luck is a different, that franchise, like, hoped and prayed for Andrew Luck. Like, this franchise, I don't think it's the same thing. I think they got enough pieces with a McCaffrey and the way that defense is set up. It's a it's a completely different situation.
So you're saying that the Colts depend on Andrew Luck more than the Panthers depend on Cam Newton? Or?
While Andrew Luck was going through that process, absolutely.
Well, they knew they needed, but I think, Cam is
those
not
are two different teams.
But I would say that
they just brought in
they
a
still
young quarterback.
They still wouldn't be good though.
They just brought in a young quarterback that you and I are very high on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's going to come in right away and just be this phenom, but what I'm saying is in Carolina, you got a defense.
Yeah.
You got one of the better defenses in the league.
Uh-huh.
And you got a running back that's pretty special.
Okay.
And you got some guys on the outside that are young and fast. They didn't have that in Indy.
That's true.
They didn't have any of that in Indy. The team that's in Indianapolis right now, which
I still don't think
is
a good team. But then we could talk about that. We'll get into the tiers of all this stuff, but I do like your point. I think that's a good point.
The core team right now, Cam can't do that. That team is ahead of where the Colts were when the Colts had that.
So basically, you're saying Cam's window to win with this team is so small that if he takes a year off, he might lose it.
Yep,
that's a good point. Okay,
especially
I agree with that.
Especially if he does take the year off, and it's Greer, right? Greer's yeah. What if he comes in? And does something. You don't think they're gonna think twice about paying Cam that kind of money when they could pay it for an offensive line, when they could pay it for a perennial wide receiver on the outside?
But I think Cam, even if that doesn't happen, you gotta think about your career, right? Cam's 30, has his shoulder's terrible.
Two surgeries.
Yeah, he's two surgeries in the same shoulder. He likes to run.
He can't afford to sit out.
He should though.
I don't disagree with you. He can't afford to.
He should take the whole year off.
He can't afford to.
The whole year, Chris.
He can't afford to.
Just relax, man. Just break that shoulder. Get that shoulder going. Don't throw the whole year, too. Just like let the shoulder go. Come back, 31, refresh. I mean, Will Greer comes and wins 10 games. Maybe you go to a good team. I don't know. Maybe you get traded for somebody.
Yeah, well,
somebody would definitely trade for you.
That's true. That's very true.
Would take Cam in a heartbeat,
that's
right?
Very true.
So I think it's a bet that I would take on myself that if they do, and maybe Will Greer does come in and they go they go 10-6 or something, which I don't know if that would really happen. But let's just say that it did. I mean, and they're like, well, we don't want to pay Cam anymore. Somebody would definitely take him. I can imagine. I just think of the Titans. I mean, if Mariota.
Well, there's some news. Their left tackle's out for 4 games.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Lewan's out for the 4 games. But I'm just saying, I think Cam was a team like the Titans. It kind of got the same thing, and he'd be the same player. He had Derrick Henry, good line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody would definitely take Cam. Definitely take Cam. All right. Since we're got a little sidetracked to some of these quarterbacks, let's just get to these QB tiers. So I don't know if people are familiar with the annual QB tiers done by Mike Sando. He basically asked a bunch of evaluators that never watched these guys and asked them a bunch of questions about.
Well, no. These are 55. These are execs.
Do they watch?
NFL execs. NFL executives. These are guys that are
NFL executives. Have scouts. He's not talking to area scouts.
So right.
If he was talking to if he brought 55 pro scouts and then pro directors of personnel and stuff like that, maybe he does have some of those because they're executives.
He might. He didn't name who they were.
I would feel more comfortable
I think we're talking GMs. Maybe we are talking some directors of personnel.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what we're talking about when we're saying executives, so it could be exactly those guys.
Yeah, I think a lot of executives and even GMs or even players, they don't watch these guys all the time. So a lot of it's hearsay, dude. A lot of it's, I heard he's putting up stats, so he must be good. It's kind of like one of those things. There's going to be guys familiar with Aaron Rodgers. The Lions coaches are familiar with Aaron Rodgers, But a Chiefs coach, he's a Chiefs executive. He knows Aaron Rodgers is really, really, really good, but he ain't going to analyzed. He doesn't know how good he played last year.
Okay. All right. I see where you're coming from.
He just knows from with the headlines. That's why.
I got you. All right. All right.
That's why we'll get to one guy here who's really high that and still really high. And we're.
Well, I think you and I feel the same way about it. We'll get to that guy when we get to him.
Yeah. So all right. So, yeah. So, it's back to the introduction. So, it's 55 people asked. They did tier votes for the quarterbacks. So, they either voted tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four, or even tier five for these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So, there's five tiers. And they averaged them out. And they made a list. So, let's start with tier one, Chris. Let's start with tier one.
And what is the tier one subject line?
Can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations.
Okay.
All right. So, number one is your boy, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got somebody. Two people voted Aaron Rodgers tier two. That's just two people.
Well, I'll say last season, yeah, he earned some tier two.
So tier one, 53 votes. So, he's number one on this list. Do you still think Aaron Rodgers is number one quarterback in the NFL?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And this year is going to be the easiest that I take it on him. Because I had some very high expectations for him last year. And I've had very high expectations for him throughout his career. But this is probably the most lax I'm going to be on him.
Okay.
Because it's going to be the first time that he has to learn a new system.
Okay.
I think that he's talented enough to easily just kind of get into it seamlessly. I think he's got a lot of weapons around him. And I think that he's going to give it to everybody in the league just to shut everybody up for this last offseason. Because he got dogged hard in the offseason. Now, is he going to take it out on the football field for how he was treated?
Yeah.
Or is he going to take it out on his coach? On his new coach. Is he going to make it tough on his new coach? Or is he going to make it easy on his new coach?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to find out this year.
Yeah, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's a little gun shy last year, I thought. That's why he didn't throw any interceptions.
That's an understatement. He led the league in throwaways.
He's super gun shy.
By more than double.
And I think that...
And he didn't throw to the middle of the field.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, let's say he cuts half his throwaways and he started to take some chances. He might have... We don't know how he played last year.
No. So it's not that it's he needed hard. To take chances. It's he was passing up opportunities, looking for a bigger play, and when it didn't develop, instead of forcing something, he would just throw it away. So I still believe that he won't force it.
Okay.
I still believe that he's of that mindset, but I think hopefully he's more willing to hit the play as it was designed instead of trying to find the over-the-top big throw.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he had a down year last year. I think he had a down year. He was down year most of the stats, YPA.
Well, and he was hurt too.
He was hurt. He was. I'll give him that. He was hurt, but he did have a down season. Mm-hmm. I think one is kind of like what this guy's quote here says. I'll read this quote from the article. Debating whether Rodgers is in the top tier is the equivalent of asking whether LeBron James is the best basketball player, a defensive backs coach said. Because he's just so gifted with some of his abilities, there's no way you can say Matt Ryan is better, even though there could be some years statistically where a case can be made. So that's why he's number one on this list.
I'd agree.
Because people, you know, it's respect, right? Respect thing.
Well, and he's earned it.
He has.
He's earned
100%
it.
Agree. I just think, number one, you know, it's just a little too much for me.
Okay.
Just too much. Just too all much. Just, right. I mean, I'm not saying he's not top five. I just think if you're going to go, who's the best quarterback in football right now, you just say Aaron Rodgers, you're just going based on talent. And that's fine. Talent mm-hmm. and history. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's great. That's how I feel about it. People still say LeBron. So this quote, because, come on, LeBron is LeBron, but he's not. Best player in NBA right now. He's just not.
Agreed.
He's just not. Agreed. But I get it. But if you ask executives in the NBA who's mm-hmm. the best player in the NBA,
yeah, LeBron.
They're most rooted to say
yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah. Well,
if fun. You did tier one.
So I could sidetrack this completely. They did that. The execs did that thing.
Yeah.
And they all picked Kawhi.
Okay.
And then they said Giannis was two.
Oh, I saw
and,
that.
And LeBron was not even number three on the list. They said Harden was three. So
But they did it.
No, but I know what you're saying.
That goes back to what I said about coaches, though. Yeah. It's easier to watch NBA and evaluate.
I'll agree with you.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys are going, like, this defensive back coach really play against Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Has he ever? Is this his first year as a?
We don't know.
How many years has defensive back coach been coaching in the NFL? Is this his first year? Did he coach college last year?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of this is like I feel like it's like at a bar thing sometimes. All right, so number two. We got Tom Brady, which is not.
I don't think we need to.
We don't need to say much. Somebody gave him three tier two votes, which I think is nuts.
Tier two?
He got three tier two votes. Jeez. Those all have to be from the AFC East. Or something.
I'm curious who's saying tier two for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Explain that to me.
Explain. Yeah, I want to know.
You know, is it they're just saying that they're old?
Maybe.
I don't know.
So one guy says Brady had a harder time throwing as consistently well on passes outside the numbers. This happens when you get so high up there. People pick for little holes. At the end of the day, you would like a guy running your team. Hell yeah, you take him 16 out of 16 weeks. And I kind of agree with that. I think Tom Brady right now. I think does Bill lean on him to win the game in the fourth quarter? 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he lean on him to win the game quarters 1, 2, 3? No.
No, they ran the ball.
They run the ball. They ran their ball. I know, before I say this, I know they passed a lot in the first half. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. But I know they passed a lot in the first half. I get it. But let's not act like they're not 5-yard passes. They're basically extended runs.
Yeah.
Let's not. Because, you know, people talk about the Chargers game, right? And how, you know, the whole running back and quarterback passing versus running debate. Well, you know, because Sonny Michel had 6 touchdowns in the playoffs, people try to, you know, say that that wasn't good or something. Like, people just score 6 touchdowns in 3 games, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, well, Tom got him there. And that's cool. I mean, that was the game plan. But let's not act like that he was, like, tearing up the Chargers. It was, like, throws downfield. He was just hitting James White because they were playing cover 3. He just kept hitting James White.
15 catches.
Did he have, like, yeah.
He had 15.
Yeah.
What are we really talking about here? The NFL record for catches by a running back in a single game.
What are we talking about here? Are we talking
about? Well, we're talking
about. Is that
about
a pass?
So hold on now. That's what the defense gave him.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm just more to that whole running versus passing debate. Like,
okay. All right.
If I hand the ball off to James White and he gets 5 yards, and I pass it to him and he gets 5 yards, I mean,
it's the same.
It's the same.
Okay.
So I think Tom Brady at 2 is fine. I would have him at 1 personally. That's just me.
Yeah, me too.
I think that he's deserves it. I mean, he keeps winning. And like I said, when they need him to pass, the Chiefs game, they tried to slow down the Chiefs. They tried to keep the Chiefs off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually you just can't stop Andy Reid sometimes, right, and the Chiefs and that Chiefs offense. And they started scoring. And when Tom needed to be terrific, he was Tom terrific. He was Tom terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think, like, you know, a lot of people bring that conversation of the passing versus running. I mean, yeah, when you're Tom Brady, of course he's gonna pass and win the game.
Right.
It's Tom Brady.
Yep.
It's not Kirk Cousins.
Nope.
Damn it. It just bothers the hell out of me. All right, so yeah, Tom Brady is 2. No argument. No argument there. I'm cool with it. 100% good with that. All right. So let's get to number 3. Got Drew Brees at number 3.
I agree with it.
I know you would.
How could I not?
I don't.
You know what?
It's too high.
This is where I have a problem. This is where I have a problem with
you,
Marcus.
For me.
This is where I have a problem with you, Marcus.
Okay.
You are projecting him for this season.
I don't know if you are projecting. I don't think I am.
You are projecting a decline this season.
I think he declined last year. I think he's already in decline.
Okay.
I think they should have been in the Super Bowl.
They should have been in the Super Bowl.
And they win it.
So
I think they lose to the Rams a little bit because of him. I mean, that play.
Well.
But he did throw that super underthrown duck. He did throw an underthrown duck in the overtime. Okay. Just like the first play against the Eagles, they did a little 5-wide Yankee concept, had a post route wide open. Ted Ginn had like 2 yards of separation. Threw a duck, picked off, first pass. He's that arm is gone, bro. He does not take the same roids that Brady's taking.
Yeah.
So not taking the same. He's not taking the same steroids, Chris. So I just think, you know, he's just in decline. He didn't throw 4,000 yards last year. He throws a lot of short passes. His team is incredible around him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a heck of a squad.
His line is good. He's a heck of a squad. I don't know if
Unger went out late. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of probably contributed.
Because just look at the last weeks of the season. They struggled to score more than 20 points.
Yeah, we thought they were going to beat up on the Eagles, too, and they barely snuck that game out.
And they barely snuck past the Eagles. They only put 20 points up against the Rams, and the Rams don't play defense like that. I think a lot of it was, you know, once they figured out that he can't beat you deep anymore. Because, I mean, Drew Brees has an awesome deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most accurate passes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's just too high. I think he's in decline.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think football and quarterbacks, we talk about the basketball one and then having LeBron and then actually having an updated one. Like, if football was correct and they actually went with their brains, they would have Patrick Mahomes one. I'm just saying.
Get out of here. No. That's not how this works.
He would be one.
This works.
He would be one.
All right. So then let's move right on because he's number four, right?
Yeah, he's.
Okay. Here's where I have a problem.
Okay.
You put a rookie at number four.
He's not a rookie. He got 7 tier 2 votes, so let's be fair.
So here's why I disagree and here's why I agree. I have both sides of it here.
Okay.
I don't agree with this because there's not enough film.
Okay.
There's not enough game time. There's not enough. I mean, the reason that those three guys are 1, 2, and 3 is because when the league's got years and years and years and years of film on these guys,
yeah,
they're still playing at an elite level. You can't stop them.
That's true.
Mahomes has got 1 year of tape.
1 year. He got 1 year of tape. He's got 1 year of tape. And
the title of the category, guys that win it and it's on their shoulders, that's why I agree with it. The Chiefs were as good as they were this year because of Patrick Mahomes. Plain and simple. So that's why I agree with it, but I more disagree with it.
I mean, you're like some of the guys who voted him tier two who didn't think they wanted to see him do it again before they.
I need to see him do it again.
They want to see him do it again.
I need to see him do it again.
But I don't know how much more you want to see. I mean, nobody. It's like he basically had a Dan Marino season.
I don't.
Basically, Dan Marino. Chris.
Okay. Then he needs to keep doing it if he's going to Dan Marino.
I think he will. He's Dan Marino.
He can't flash in the pan at like RG3 did.
I think what you can say about Patrick Mahomes, he can't do RG3. He can't RG3 him. RG3 was running.
I haven't done it yet.
RG3 was running with the first read.
I'm not saying that he can't be closer to Dan.
He's throwing 35 touchdowns this year.
I want to agree with you.
I think
but that, I also think that he's going to throw closer to 20 interceptions.
I was about to say that. I'm going 35-17. That's my okay. thing for him. 35-17. I think he's going to be around there the rest of his career. 35-17.
I think he's got a 25 in him for interceptions.
25?
I think he does.
I don't think you can throw 25 interceptions in today's NFL. I think they'd pull you. If you think of like the last couple of interception leaders the last couple of years, I don't think it's been – nobody's thrown 20 interceptions in a long, long time. Because I think maybe Blake Bortles maybe. But don't quote me on that. It's been a long time, Chris.
I don't know if it
they
has.
They pull
been.
You.
You know, that might be something we have to talk about in the next episode.
Okay, they pull you after three these days.
We might have to talk about
those little Vinny Testaverdes. You ever seen Vinny?
No. So I've been watching some Brett Favre clips.
Okay.
And he talked about Aaron Rodgers and how good he is. And he's got a problem with him because he's just too good. Yeah. Like Brett's sitting there going, man, he's going to break all my good records. And I'm going to be stuck with all my bad records.
Yeah.
Like, throw three interceptions in one game once. Brett's like, I did it 5 in one game.
He threw 6 in a playoff
right.
game.
So, it's like that's the kind of stuff, like,
you
got that gunslinger, that old cannon. I mean, that could happen to Mahomes. And they're going to roll with him. Then who are they going to put in? They're not going to bring anybody else in.
I'm just saying, like, I just feel like that's a lot of interceptions.
I know, but I think Mahomes is the one person in the NFL that they will allow to throw that many interceptions and still continue to play.
That is true. You got a point there. I just don't think we're ever going to see that Eli 31-25 anymore. I don't think we're going to see that stat line.
I think there's 1 year in his career. I think there's one year where he's over 20.
Can we talk about Vince Vinnie Testaverde's 13-35? Like, how did you throw 35 interceptions in a season?
It doesn't happen.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
How did he get to 20 that quick and not get pulled?
It was a different league, man.
He's the number one pick in the draft too. They're like, he's a rookie.
It was a different league.
There's no way a rookie gets even. If that happened in the NFL today.
Oh yeah,
he wouldn't even play anymore. No. He'd get cut.
No, yeah.
He would get cut. They cut Josh Rosen for throwing 10 picks or something like that.
Well, he didn't even get a chance to do anything positive.
They could do like 10 or 14. They got rid of him. Yeah. He tested somebody through 35. Yeah. All right. So number five is Andrew Luck. What do you think about that, Chris?
I think that's a correct statement.
Okay.
I think we're gonna see a lot more positives out of Luck. And I don't see how the Colts, they should be a division winner. They should get to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think you have to put Luck in five just because, I mean, how good he was before and how he came back and had a really good year.
Yep. And he fits that category, guy that you can put the game on his shoulders and he's going to win.
I think Frank Reich and the offensive line have helped him a lot.
I'll agree. But, hey, they put a lot of time into establishing that offensive line. 100%. They built that offensive line.
I agree. So I think everything around him is built. I still don't think he has great pass catchers besides T.Y. Hilton. I worry about that going into year two of that offense. I don't think they upgraded the offense that much.
No.
They're putting too much on him. That's what I'm saying. Like go, Andrew. Throw to Dontre Inman.
They got Doyle and they got Ebron. Like, this is a team that's gonna run with their tight ends.
And they're gonna keep going 9-7. I mean,
yeah, but that's enough to win the division.
But build him a team that can go 13-3 or something.
Well, I think they're in the process of that because that defense keeps getting better and better. Receivers.
Like they should have traded for Antonio Brown.
I don't disagree with you there. But
good Lord, think of him.
The Steelers were never gonna let him play anywhere near him.
Good Lord, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
But, you know, I like Andrew. Andrew still threw a lot of picks last year. He threw 16. He threw a lot. Yeah, he did. He still got that in him. He still got the turnover, but he still likes to take chances. And, you know, that ball is not as – it floats a little bit more than he used to.
Yeah.
He's still very accurate. I'll give him that.
I think we're going to see more zip on the ball this year.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he's going to come even further back after that injury.
Yeah.
I think the arm strength is going to be there a lot more. I think there's a lot of positive that's happening for Indy this year.
I mean, Luck is Luck, though. I mean, he's a really good quarterback. I mean, when I watch him, it's hard for me to find something wrong with him.
Agreed.
It really is. I mean, I could critique his arm. I could say he throws in the traffic, but he still does really well, I think. All right, so next up is...
Let's just go through this next tier.
We're still tier one, Chris.
Oh.
We're still tier one.
Oh, all right.
So we're at Phillip Rivers, number six.
Okay, I think that's
yeah, we get to the next tiers, we'll just roll through.
Yeah.
All right, so tier one is Phillip Rivers.
I think that's justified at the
sixth
spot.
He's at six.
I think that's justified. I'm going to be really interested to see how the Chargers do this year. This is it. This is it for me. This is their season.
I think last year was.
You think it was last year?
I think
last year was they're established,
mm-hmm.
and this year they have to maintain.
See, I think the Chargers were good last year, but I just don't think they were as good as the record was. Like, just the games against the Raiders, they didn't scare. Like, they didn't scare me. And I think that they're on national TV, and they beat good teams on national TV. And I think a lot of narratives are painted about teams just from how they play on national TV.
Sure.
Or even players.
Sure.
To be honest, quarterbacks. Big time how you play on national TV.
Oh, 100%.
You know? So, I mean, that's a lot of Andy Dalton's narrative is about him playing on national TV, mm-hmm. to be honest. So, I think that helped elevate what the Chargers were doing, but they just weren't dominant last year for people to be picking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their defense is going to be better and stuff, but I think defense still had holes because Gus Bradley plays
that. Well, shoot, that offense might have a big hole in the running back position.
I mean, and they
see he announced that he's going to hold out of training camp.
And they don't have Russell Okung right now. So that line's already not good. So I think I see a little regression in the Chargers. This is my opinion.
Really?
But I'm a Raiders fan, so the people probably think I'm hating. But I just don't see – I think that defense is really good, but Gus Bradley, he –
I think Mike Williams is going to come into it.
Cover three, I mean.
I think Mike Williams becomes a Pro Bowl wide receiver this year.
See, I can see that too. I can see the. That's what I'm saying. I can see the offense being good. Defense is going to be good too. I just don't see them winning 12 games again. Okay. I can see them going like maybe 9-7.
Do you think this is Phillip Rivers' last year?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I think he did only throw 508 passes last year, so his passes are getting lower and lower. I think they're trying to protect him more, but it's kind of not as good because they don't have Melvin Gordon anymore, and the guy behind him is like more of a third down scat back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he could fill in a little bit, but do a 16 game season, probably not. You know, they mm-hmm. need Melvin. They need Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. They do.
They agreed.
They could try to act like he's replaceable, but they need him for that team. All right, so we're at 7. We're still in tier 1. We got Ben Roethlisberger at 7.
Can't argue against that.
That this is more of a history one to me.
Yeah.
It depends on how you look at it.
I don't know. I thought he was hit or miss this last season.
Yeah, he's hit or miss.
But he's been hit or miss for a few years. But you're right. A lot of the guys that you see in tier one, in this first tier, there's a lot of history behind it. But when you do it consistently for as long as these guys have,
yeah,
you can't not put them up there.
Yeah, and that's a lot of these guys is based on history, because this is a quote that Chaddy proves that Ben Roethlisberger is at 7 based on history, because this guy says, is he tier 1? To me, no. But would I want him in every game, in one game, over every other player who is not tier 1? Yes. So.
Yeah, I mean,
I
agree with that.
Based on history, Big Ben is Big Ben, right?
Yeah.
I just think that he wasn't very accurate last year.
But he still made some great throws last year.
Still did make some great throws, but he wasn't very accurate. They threw the ball a lot. Like, you always bring that up. They threw the ball way too much for how old he is.
Yeah. Yeah. But they lost Connor in the back half of the season, so they were forced to throw late.
So we'll see how that goes with him. I think they need to run the ball more this year.
I think they will. As long as Connor
stays. Get him
stays,
back down to under 600 passes.
As long as Connor stays on the field, I think they'll run the ball a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to be 67 to 33% like they were. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little 57, 43. I think that's my NFL sweet spot right there. Yeah. 57% pass, 43% run. That's a winning team.
Okay.
That's a winning team right there. Not the Vikings or the Steelers. But they do. We see that. That's the nine. I think passing like over 65% is the 9-7 formula.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to run the ball to finish out games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if you don't run the ball at all in the first half, you got to run the ball in the second half.
Yep,
it's the way it is. All right, number 8. His first time being in tier 1 ever. Ooh. Russell Wilson. First time being tier 1, barely made it. I don't agree with this. I personally think he's a top 5 quarterback.
He would be my number one in tier 2. But that man put his team on his back last year.
So he's tier 1, Chris.
That's why he's tier 1, Marcus. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to be in there. I think at this ranking as the last guy in tier 1 after last season, I believe it's justified.
I think he's top 5.
I don't know. And I'll continue to say it. The Seahawks are the luckiest team in football. And we saw it happen again. If you watched the fourth down play against Carolina, it's 4th and 3, and he chucks it up into the end zone. And he just so happened to be up against the guy that went in as a sub because the number one corner's out, and it's just everything always falls in the hand. Everything falls in the favor of the Seahawks. Always, they get everything to go their way.
See, that's what you got for disrespecting his deep ball last week. You just saw him throw it. He had to watch all or nothing. Watch him throw them rainbows perfectly. Right.
Yeah, but
he threw
three rainbows in the three plays before that, and they were ugly, awful balls. And they got in the fourth down scenario because of that.
Top 3 deep ball thrower.
Get out of here. I'm not. No. Move on. But move on before we lose track. Move
all right.
On
all right. So, all right. So here we go. So now we're in tier 2. We're at tier 2. We got Matt Ryan.
Okay.
He's number 9.
Okay.
I think that's a great spot for him. Agreed. I think he had a good season. He kind of slowed down in the end of the year, but he had a really good season. They did not go 7-9 because of him. Mm-mm. That's for sure.
Agreed.
Put up some big numbers, had a big year. So that's good. This one shocked me a little bit. Carson Wentz at 10. What do you think?
I think
of
it's
that?
Because of the injuries. I think he's the same. He's in the same scenario as Mahomes.
Would you still put him as a top 10 quarterback, though? I mean, even because he got injured, right? But he still played last year, right?
Yeah.
And he played good.
I wouldn't say he played phenomenal, but
he played good.
He played good. I'd agree with
good.
You.
I don't know if I'd keep him in the top 10.
I don't know if I would either.
I don't know if I'd do that. But, you know, that's what these guys think. So,
well, he's gonna have to prove himself now. He doesn't have Nick Foles behind him.
He's still
him.
Got 5 tier 1 votes.
Well, he potentially has the ability to carry the team on his back.
But he did get 16 tier 3 votes. So, see, this is kind of weird.
I think that's because of the injuries.
That's kind of messed up.
All right, who's next?
Your boy Matthew.
Oh, this is the worst pick so far.
Oh, Matthew Stafford at 11.
This is the
crazy.
Worst pick so far. He's tier 3.
Last year, he was at 7, which I thought was nuts last year.
I'm right there with you.
But that's a lot of people are talking about he's MVP. He's MVP.
No,
remember
no,
that?
Nope. Crazy. I don't even tolerate that kind of talk, Marcus. This was the biggest mistake of the list.
Him at 11?
Him at 11.
Okay. It's hard for me, that one. I was telling you, I watched him the other day. I mean, he's just a guy. He's just a guy. He doesn't do anything too bad. Doesn't do anything too good.
He turns the ball over like crazy.
Not anymore.
He can't win against teams over 500.
You got a point there. I just
this is the wrong. He, this is the wrong
it was,
spot.
It was just like I was watching him. Was like, man. I mean, he's good. I guess.
This is the wrong spot for him.
I mean, it's 11. I think maybe
that's way too high.
Maybe 15.
Way too high.
Maybe 15. I think he deserves to be 15 at least. I think he's pretty. The way he plays, I think he'd be, I put him like in the 15, 16, 17 range.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right, 11's not the spot. All right, who else is left in tier 2?
Okay, yeah. So they got Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Tier 2.
Okay.
He got 2 tier 1 votes.
I think he's still a little inaccurate for me.
Okay.
But
he played well.
He did all right.
They got Jared Goff behind that. So they're tied 12.
The guy went to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, but he definitely should be ranked ahead of Matthew Stafford. I watched him last night, but it depends on what game you watch for him. But if you watch the Vikings game, he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Those throws he did in that game.
I remember that.
Big.
I remember that. Yeah.
Throws.
And that's not a joke defense.
And not even just with play action. Uh-uh. I mean, like, there is some other run.
Straight drops. Woo! Yep.
He threw that one to Cooper Kupp with the anticipation he threw on that boy in the run. Cooper wasn't even. He was in between the defenders. They were, like, in front of him, and he threw it so far in the corner that Cooper Kupp ran past him and was able to catch it because he anticipated where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
That was nuts. That was crazy. And I still think that he's a little underrated, too. I think that, yeah, McVay's offense, and like I said, national TV, mm-hmm. our last time seeing mm-hmm. him, he was absolutely awful. But
wow.
we forget the game before that he got to the Super Bowl, that he was actually pretty good,
yep.
and he was able to make big-time throws, and mm-hmm. he kept them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He played really, really well.
That game during the regular season against the Saints?
Yeah.
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Just a dueling with Drew Brees?
Yeah.
The kid's good.
And I think a lot of it is based on, you know, that he had a terrible rookie year, so every time people wrote him off. So if he plays bad,
they go back to
they go back
how
to,
he is.
I told you so.
Yeah.
I think
we're
getting a lot of told you so's with Jared Goff. And I don't think that's very fair to him. I would rank him. I would definitely have him. I would have him. I wouldn't have him ahead of Deshaun Watson.
I think I would.
You would?
And Deshaun was injured a lot last year. I mean, the guy couldn't even get on a plane because his lungs were about to collapse. So
that's true.
He got hurt a lot last year. I would put him above Watson.
Okay. So next in tier two is who rounds out tier two is Baker Mayfield, tier two.
There's a lot of hype on this young man, and there's a lot of pressure now because of what they did with that roster. He better not have a bad start to this football season. He better not have a bad start. You and I projected him as the best quarterback in that draft class. he kind of proved us right.
Yeah.
In this first season, but he has no room for error. He's set the bar so high. If he makes a mistake, he's going to get clowned.
Like I said, I said last podcast that I thought he's going to be in this area the rest of his career, no matter what happens. I think he's going to play well. I think he'll play good. It depends on if he's that next step. And you know what I was talking about last week too. Did he already reach his ceiling?
Yeah.
Is that the quarterback we're to get for the rest of the career? Which I kind of think. I don't see how he. I mean, he's going to get better. He's going to get smarter. NFL, whatever. Sure. He's going to slow down. But I just don't. I mean, I guess he could be a top five quarterback eventually or something like that, but we'll have to see. I mean, he has Odell Beckham, so
he's our hashtag. We'll see.
He's got Jarvis Landry. He's got Odell Beckham. I mean,
he's got no excuses.
He's got David.
He's
Njoku.
Got no excuses.
He's got Nick Chubb.
Zero excuses.
Technically, Baker, you guys should be a top five offense. You should score 30 points a game. So we'll see. But
and it won't be on him this year. They'll change head coaches.
Yeah, before they put it on him.
Before they start blaming Baker.
All right, so that rounds up tier two. So we'll go through these rest of these tiers pretty quickly. Tier three, top one is Cam. He's at 15. 15 is about right. 16, we got Kirk Cousins.
There. Nope.
Why are you so low on Kirk? I think this is perfect for Kirk.
I don't.
See, you're going to be mad at me about this?
This would be, you know what?
I don't have Kirk Cousins in my top 15.
This is where, get out. Okay. No.
He's top 15 quarterback.
Nope.
Right in the 14,
nope.
13 range.
This is where Matt Stafford belongs, right here in this spot.
Exactly. I would put Matt Stafford up, and then I'd move everybody else up in tier two and put Kirk Cousins.
Get out of here. No.
That's just, you know, I don't think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He just sucks when they really need him to be good.
Oh, so when it's on him and it's on his shoulders, he sucks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I don't think he fits the tier 3 criteria.
That's not a top 15 quarterback.
I don't think he fits the tier 3 criteria, which that's is he a, needs a defense and a running game. I think that
he does.
I think he could just be a full passing game and he'd be fine.
Nope.
I just could not
disagree with you more.
I think he'd be all right.
Which is why I consider his contract one of the worst contracts in the league.
He's 1-10 and 1 over the past 3 seasons with 1 touchdown and 3 picks when taking over possession with 1 to 5 minutes left in regulation and his team needed a touchdown to tie.
He can't do it, dude.
He's 1-10.
He can't do it.
Well, you better get a lead then. That's what I'm saying.
No kidding.
You better get a lead, no defense. Better help him out. Kirk can get you lead. He's not getting you out of it, though.
He's not getting them the lead. The defense and the running game is going to get the lead, and he'll manage the rest
of
the way.
But like this stat said, you can say the same thing about Carson Wentz, though, man. He's 0-9. So, I'm just saying,
those are not the same guys. Those are not the same guys.
I'm just saying, Chris.
I'm silent because I don't need to say anything. He said it all for me.
Kirk Cousins, he's a walking 4,500 yards.
Yeah, with 3 wide receivers that he had. Yeah, okay.
He's a walking 4,500
yards. I'm a walking 4,500 yards with those wide receivers.
I don't remember the last time he threw under 4,500 yards.
He was a walking 4,500 yards.
No, he didn't. See, he
got him to the NFC Championship game, though.
Kirk's good, bro. He's top 15. Kirk's top 15.
Get out of here.
He's top 15.
Get out of here.
All right, then we got Dak at 17, which I think is a good spot. I know you don't agree with that. They got Foles at 18, which I think is...
That's awful.
What the hell is that about?
Last year it was Sam Bradford, worst contract. This year it's Nick Foles.
Jags going 10-6. Nick Foles played 2 good games.
Yep.
He wasn't even good the first playoff game against the Falcons.
He got $22 million a year.
Playing 2 good games. And I guess he finished the season strong last year. I'll give him that. But it wasn't all him.
No.
Come on, guys.
He's only reads half the field, Marcus. That drives me insane. It drives me absolutely insane. That's the worst contract of the season. He's 1, Kirk Cousins 2.
Whatever, man. All right, so then they got Jimmy Garoppolo, 19.
I think Jimmy's getting a little shade.
Yeah, he's got a little shade.
I think he's better than that. I would throw him up.
He hasn't played, though.
I would put him behind Matt Stafford. Where we got Cam, what was that, 15 for Cam? Mm-hmm. I said Stafford, 16. I'd put Garoppolo, 17.
They got Carr at 20.
I think Carr's catching some shade, too. I would put Carr in front of Garoppolo just because of what he has done compared to what Jimmy's done. And I think it's a big year for your boy. I think it's a big year for your boy.
I personally think he played better last year than he did in 2016.
I think he's going to play even better this year.
So that's my hot take of the week, is that he played less. They tore him up in this, though, man.
They tear him up in everything. I think Hard Knocks is going to be the best thing for him.
I know, man. This
for
is,
him.
This is voter number two.
For his national awareness, for the national awareness of him, I think Hard Knocks is going to be phenomenal. And I think he has a season.
That this voter number two, man, he tells us to watch the last two minutes and 30 seconds of the game against Indy because he's flinching in the pocket. He seriously made that up. That's what I was talking about, rumors and hearsay. He made that up. I went and watched it. He didn't do anything. There was one time where he avoided pressure, rolled out, and threw a dime, and Martavis Bryant dropped it. And you can check that out at the Mark John NFL Twitter account because I posted it. And he did it again. And then the next play after that, he had pressure from the outside, and he stepped up, and he threw the ball 20 yards down the field. And, I mean, he missed it, but they were down two touchdowns. I think
your boy's getting dogged. I think he's having a big year.
And then he said he's sensitive and needs encouragement. And John Gruden can't do that for him.
I think Hard Knocks is going to be phenomenal for him.
Whatever. All right. And then they got Joe Flacco at 21, which I personally think is way too high for Joe.
I'm okay with that.
I still can't believe he got 9 tier 2 votes. I want to meet those guys. Can I meet those?
Those are those history. Those are those guys that go off of history.
Well, he won a Super Bowl, so.
He did get 1 tier 5 vote. I respect that guy. Whoever that guy, whoever you are, 1 tier 5 guy, I respect you. Me and you, we're right here, dude. We're right here. But damn, he got more tier 2 votes than Derek Carr.
Well, that going off of history.
Andy Dalton is 22. I mean,
fitting.
I think that's good. Pretty good spot for him. Jameis tied with him. Jameis is 22.
Jameis better put a year together, man.
Really, I know.
Otherwise, he's done. He's going to be maybe a backup. Maybe a backup.
Jameis got 6 tier 2 votes, though.
Does
that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. Does not make sense.
I mean, has he ever played a tier 2 level?
No, they've been going off of his potential for forever.
No, this is my favorite.
That's what kills me. It's like all these other guys are getting these tier 2 votes because of their history. James is getting the tier 2 votes because of his potential.
Like, that dude has so many off the field issues and he's still getting tier 2 votes. That means seven guys thought he's a top 15 quarterback.
Oh, for sure. They still love him. They're probably the same guys that wanted to draft him.
Same with Eli. Eli got, he's 24, he got 7 tier 2 votes.
And there it's back to the history.
What?
That is history, potential history. It's crazy.
See, even this guy, I have a feeling Eli is going to do better than what people think. A head coach said.
Get out of
here. We can give him a 3 till he proves it, but I think he's more of a 2.
They still think
Joe Flacco, Eli are top 15 quarterbacks.
I bet you that guy thinks that his name's going to get leaked somehow. So he's got to be nice so that Peyton doesn't kick him out of the NFL. Don't pick on my little brother.
But I think he's more of a 2. Getting rid of that receiver is a big thing. I think that guy was a problem. But that is my own feeling. Yeah, getting rid of one of the best receivers in the planet is definitely going to help Eli out.
Yeah, you know.
Good logic.
Yeah, God, losing his weapons. Yeah, that's
he's
a good thing.
Somebody hired that dude. I want to even find out who that is. Oh, he's not my coach. Oh, he's not Gruden. All right. And then we're still in tier 3. We got Mitch Trubisky at 25.
I don't think he should be any higher.
I don't think he should be rated higher than Mariota. But that's,
opinion. I agree with you.
Because even though Mariota doesn't do a lot of numbers, I mean, he's still – his team keeps making the playoffs.
Yep.
And for some reason, they beat teams they shouldn't beat, and he figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly as hell, but he figures it out, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Trubisky got 6 tier 2 votes, too. I want to meet those guys.
His potential. History, potential.
They went 12-4.
History, potential.
They went 12-4.
Yeah, because of that defense.
All right, so am I still in tier 3?
Yep. Mitch was still tier 3.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure that's right. Yeah, he's still tier 3. Goddamn. So who's in tier 4? Okay. All right, so Mariota's 26, which I mean, if you could put Winston... 22, I think you should put Mariota
ahead of him.
Right.
Yep.
You know, Mariota is super gun shy.
I mean, if you group them in what the category is, then it makes sense. But I don't like the actual ranking of them.
I don't know about Mariota, man. I don't know. He's weird. Like, he had a really good season. You know, everybody thought he was going to be a breakout, but then he just hasn't been the same at all.
Nope.
Not at all. They got Donald at 27. Darnold got 5 tier 2 votes.
Well, I think that's another potential thing there. I think there's... I do think the Jets are going to be a lot better than they were last year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how he develops. We talked about this in the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he's the guy that's going to take that next step better.
100%.
So,
he's have a
better than any of the other guys. So,
huge jump. That jump is about to be ridiculous. So, I suggest everybody go get Robbie Anderson. In fantasy, because Darnold's going to be throwing some dimes to him.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. So they got Jackson at 28, which, you know, it's fine. That's fine. He got a tier 2 vote, which I think is interesting. But he also got 2 tier 5 votes.
Which is, well, we talked about that last week as well.
National TV.
We talked about that
national
last week as well.
TV. Last time we saw him, he was terrible.
Yep.
Because if he played really well that game and threw 300 yards, he wouldn't be this low.
Nope.
And we wouldn't have that whole narrative. It's the last game he played. Yep. I'm telling you, dude. It's the last game he played. Same thing with Goff. Allen was behind him, which is fitting. I agree with that.
Are we in tier 4 now?
Yeah, we're in tier 4. Sorry, my bad. Tier 4, Josh Allen's 29.
Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is 30. You know, why is he listed?
Because they don't know who's going to start in Miami.
Why is
Case
Keenum listed? Is Case Keenum starting?
Case Keenum is going to start in Washington.
Is he, though?
Do you think as of right now, he's the starter.
I guess so. How long does that last? Can we talk about the two people who voted Case Keenum tier 2? Can we talk about that?
Well, the guy did go to the NFC Championship game.
I want to beat these. I think we need to individualize some of these people who voted for them.
Yeah.
I think...
they might lose their executive titles.
At least tell us what team they came from.
They might lose their executive titles.
Because I wanted to know what you were thinking. There's tier 2, and you're thinking like Matt Ryan and, you know, put like, you know, Matt Ryan, and then right after Matt Ryan's Case Keenum.
Right, like, right.
That's why these guys have jobs, man. That's why they keep getting damn jobs. Because that two guys.
Yeah, they stay high on them. That's why Bradford kept getting a job for forever.
Good Lord. Then Josh Rosen is 32.
And I told you, I don't think he got a chance last year to do anything. So
Josh Rosen is last. All right, so that is the QB tiers for Mike Sando. That puts us at an hour now. So
we got
through it. Right. So yeah, you go ahead, read that article. I mean, it's a good article. It's a lot of good information.
Give us some
on
feedback.
That.
Do you agree with Marcus? Do you agree with me? You know, what do you like? What do you like? Let's see some comments and some reviews.
Exactly.
There.
Please give us something. All right. So, that should do it for us for today. We'll be back next week. Make sure you hit that download on Spotify. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you follow me at @TheMarkJohnNFL. Make sure you follow Chris at @KingManellos. And follow us along while we talk about these training camps that are happening right now.
It's starting.
I mean, we really don't have any big quarterback battles or any battles that we have to worry about this year.
We got Rosen and Fitzpatrick, and we got Keenum and
Haskins.
And Haskins. So those are going to be some of our bigger.
Maybe that's next week.
Preview.
Maybe
stories.
Talk about some quarterback battles next week. You know, maybe do that a little bit. So make sure you come back. Check us out next week. Check us out every week pretty soon here. All right. Make sure you subscribe again. Download on Spotify, iTunes. We're out.